Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me today is University of Nebraska junior Katie Mullen, and she just returned from Washington, D.C., joined other students, and was a part of the executive order signing with President Trump protecting free speech on university campuses. Katie, it's so great to have you today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So I'm so curious, how did you end up, by invitation of our president, to attend this special event?
I got an email from the White House inviting me to the event, and then I got a phone call from the Leadership Institute, which is an organization that set it all up. So I heard that the president heard about my story on campus, and he wanted me to join him with 100 other students to talk about free speech on college campuses and get to join the executive order.
Well, I so respect your courage, Katie, and this journey started for you on the UNL campus. Just simply, you had a table out on campus, down here, downtown campus, giving information about Turning Point, and what happened?
Yeah, so I had a table set up for Turning Point USA where I was handing out different material when a group of graduate students and professors came with signs and started chanting some vulgar stuff at me to shut down my speech until I had to go home.
That's really sad. And I know you and I have dialogued that oftentimes on university campuses, it's the voices of conservatives that are silenced.
Yeah, that's exactly right. While this executive order will protect the voices of all students, oftentimes it is conservative voices that are shut down on campuses across America.
So this executive order applies to any university who gets granting or funding for research. And so they have to have First Amendment constitutional protections in place on campus, correct?
Yeah, so the executive order will hold universities accountable and make sure they comply with the First Amendment, which they probably should already be doing. But I was really grateful that President Trump is addressing this issue.
Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation about Katie's experience in D.C. and protecting free speech on campus.